Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, guys, how's it going? It's Vlad Harris here with the Panther Rants podcast. Happy Friday to you guys. And my voice is quivering because I'm hitting all these freaking bad struts of roads with potholes and whatnot. So, Anyways, guys, it's another Pitt football weekend. We're back. Saturday, Pitt takes on Duke in a big ACC showdown because Virginia Tech lost last night. So, Pitt wins. They're obviously in a tie for first. But the technicality is Virginia hasn't really had a bye week yet. So if they win, they'll be 4-1 in the ACC Coastal. So Pitt will be tied for second still. Or they'll be like a half game out of first place. So this is huge for them. Obviously huge for Duke too, because they're still in it technically. But yeah, this is for all the marbles. And to keep moving on. For Pitt, though, Duke wins, obviously. They're going to clinch on our bowl season. Good for them. Pitt goes to 4-4. And the hope for a bowl game moves on. But like I said, as I said in the earlier podcast this week, their main schedule on paper for Pitt isn't really that impressive. None of these teams really stand out. They're all mediocre. In fact, we're all bad in our own ways. Each team is. They're bad in their own ways. But, like I said, this game obviously is a must-win for Pitt. And pretty much, this is the quote-unquote crossroads, as we should call it. So, Pitt loses their 3-5. Unless they can rally the rest of the season, there's not much to talk about. But Pitt obviously definitely needs this win because, the tide obviously rests on this. Actually, the tide rests on pretty much every other game that they play the rest of the year because up until the last game. I mean, what do we take from this this season to say if they finish 7-5? I don't know what we take from it, to be honest with you. I mean, we see a developing defense, sure. Offense, still problematic. I mean, we had problems last season with the offense. We thought we had them figured out against Miami by that time. And, well, we're in game 8 and we're still having problems with the offense. I mean, running the ball isn't too bad. It's just throwing the ball. So there's just a lot to dissect there. Now, as far as the game goes, Pitt beat this team last year, where a lot of people had us losing. And it's only because our defense, for most of the year, wasn't playing all that good. And then finally, when they, got some things together and was able to, offense obviously started to move the ball, your defense rests. So in this case for Duke, Pitt obviously barely won this one. But Pitt ran all over them, and Duke's running defense still isn't any better from last year. So Pitt shouldn't have a problem pounding the ball. Passing game, I mean, if here's the thing. If Pitt could have the game plan like they had against Notre Dame, where say maybe Kenny Pickett is serviceable, make some throws. I think we'll be fine. The big problem with the whole Notre Dame thing is that Pitt moved the ball in the second half. They just couldn't punch it in. And then, of course, they had a kicker who obviously decided he wanted to just miss some field goals. Which was a bad one at that, I would have went for it. Especially against Notre Dame, you go in this situation, you go for it because you're heavily underdog. You might as well just roll the freaking dice. Maybe the situation is Duke, maybe not so much because it's Duke. And of course, you know, there's this young quarterback that they're hyping up that he may give Pitt problems. And you know, we have this all the time. And you know, Ian Book was really hyped up, right? Ian Book was supposed to tear Pitt apart. But you know, the thing is if Pickett's pressure, which it did, the front four got to Ian Book, disrupted the hell out of him.